days you just want to run out of bed and face the day, or not, no. Okay, I don't blame you. The weather is very cloudy out there, very overcast. It's a lovely day yesterday, but then it went a little bit wrong.
Great day yesterday,
John. Yeah, last night, though, it was a bit windy. What on earth is going on? Yeah. Well, we've got a weather expert in our mix. Yes, Mr. Simon Evans. Morning, Simon.
Morning.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Simon.
Full house in the studio this morning. How are you doing, Simon?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I've been busy doing the gardening yesterday at Monster Dad's house. I sorted out a load of soil and took away some soil and saved some soil in the skip. We're having the conservatory put in because the storm we had a few weeks ago damaged the old conservatory, so we're getting a new one put in.
Okay.
Which is important. That was Storm Nelson last week.
Storm Nelson. I'm loving these names.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. What's the next storm that's due?
Well, we've got a storm happening across the UK at the moment, which is bringing lots of winds of 40 to 55 miles per hour across the UK, which I did predict on Bank Holiday Monday last week. I'm always 85% right by the way across the UK. No, no.
Okay, so Storm Kathleen. These names are interesting, because, like, if I think of Kathleen, it's like, you know, for me, that would be like, oh, the lady that works in the tea bar, the lovely lady, always greets you with a smile. My name was Storm.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed. And we got that eclipse in America. I'll tell you this, it's a very interesting historical fact. Right, listen to me carefully.
Okay, we're listening.
In 1923, there was a total eclipse across Africa. Now, Concorde flew into the fatality pathway. It took off at La Palma Airport Island in the name of the Grand Canary Islands and flew into fatality for 7.45 minutes. A scientist monitored the ring, and it was incredible technology back then. They actually managed to record it and rip the rings, and that was a very historical event for Concorde. It was in its infancy then, it was in junior years, so that was a very interesting eclipse experience. 7.45 seconds, that's a lifetime experience. Those scientists are very lucky to do that, John Andrews.
I mean, imagine being on that Concorde as well and experiencing that.
Imagine being known for doing that, could you imagine?
Incredible experience. Those people are very lucky, like in 1973, eclipse across Africa. And my friend Rory was as well, see the one in 1999, because he was on Orkney Island, and he saw the whole eclipse of that 2.45 seconds on the island. He had a telescope. He took photographs of it as well. He was very lucky, a special kind of camera. He's very lucky he is as well. Well, I didn't see much in the UK, because it was cloudy in Woking that day in 1999, something like that. I think that was August, I think.
Cornwall was the best sort of place everyone flocked to, wasn't it, back then?
Yeah.
And Lee wasn't even born in 99.
Yeah, I wasn't even a guy.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't.
Well, there's another one to see in 2026 in Spain, in North Spain, to reach with John.
Yeah.
To let you know. Get a holiday. Get a ticket over there. Get a flight.
Yeah.
Get a holiday.
My airplane's booked for me, bro.
I'm in discussions with the private jet that we have here at Radio Woking, see if it can take us to all these places, you know.
Yeah.
On standby at the moment.
Simon, you should organise this for us. You're a weather expert, so you could do a weather broadcast live from there for us.
Oh, the eclipse, yeah, I could do. I don't know if it's a good idea, but I could do. They do say you should look at the sun directly when there's a eclipse, really. I guess I could do it with a phone.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the length of the phone.
Have you ever gone to see it?
Eclipse? No, I have seen one in the UK, but I didn't see it because it was cloudy that night. I didn't see it in person. You should look. We did see it, actually. You can't look at it directly. We looked at a piece of paper.
Yeah, we're holding it, yeah.
My parents, that garden. Yeah. Safely through a special lens, but you can't look at it directly. I'm not suggesting you do it. I did look at the sun through my old grandfather's binoculars through lenses, and I saw Venus, but that didn't. That's what caused my eyesight to get a little bit worse, though. That's why I'm wearing glasses now.
Yeah.
You should never look at the sun directly. It's not
very important. Very important, yeah. Don't look at the sun directly. There's ways of doing it. And also, we were talking about this technology that creates the light into a sound, and it means that people with visual impairment can actually take part in the eclipse and experience it from different sounds representing different parts of it. That's amazing.
That sounds really good, John.
Amazing technology, isn't it?
Yeah, my uncle will be quite happy about that. He's completely blind, Michael Martin, so he'll be chuffed about that.
It just makes it all accessible. Yeah. I think it's something that, you know, we're all fascinated by how things work with the sun, the eclipse, and there's places to see in the UK. We're not going to get a good glimpse around here in Surrey, so kind of the west coast of the UK, you might see a little bit. It'll be a partial eclipse for us, though, won't it, I believe?
If the weather's all right,
yes.
Cool.
What does it look like? for the weather wise.
Yeah, it's America that's getting mainly getting the most of it, which they get a lot of eclipses in America. I think the Americans get sick in America, North America. They're very lucky in some ways. I think, anyway.
So, Simon, I had a good birthday last week.
Oh. Forgot about Shay's birthday. Shay's birthday. Thanks for the. And you got a message from Simon, didn't you, Shay?
I did. Thanks a lot, Simon.
That's no point. That's no problem, Shay. No, I was just thinking about you, mate.
You're a star.
You are good friend to me. I appreciate that.
We'll talk more about Shay's birthday. We want all the gossip. Any gossip you want to share?
Got a kebab.
Kebab with 50 candles on it. 21 candles on it.
Was that your birthday cake? A kebab.
Anyway, back to Woking then, and I'm looking at a very cloudy, very angry looking cloud over the towers of Woking. So what's expect weather wise today?
Well, it's talking about gusts of wind of 45 miles per hour, maybe 55 miles across Woking Town locally. And sunshine and cloud amounts will vary. And yesterday was quite chilly, actually. It wasn't as warm as it was supposed to be in the morning. It wasn't sort of late afternoons. It wasn't as warm yesterday as it was supposed to be across Woking Town locally. And the weather looks pretty unsettled for the future, changeable. And, well, it's going to turn quite cold next week on Tuesday, unfortunately. It's about high, it's about 12, maybe 11 Celsius, going down, temperatures going down. So we're not quite there, I'd say, spring-wise or summertime just yet. I mean,
I was going to ask you that question. When is the next time of the Yook and Yike we're going to hit some sort of heat wave?
Well, it's very hard to predict the future. I was hoping the end of April, but it might be May now, Lee.
That's quite late, isn't it?
Yeah. It's going to be quite a late spring this year. Like last year, it was quite cold last year. It's all because it happened SSW, a late one this year, a very late one, which has reversed the winds of record-breaking at the North Pole. So that's just what's causing this unsettled weather and this continuation of chillier weather, which we're getting across the UK. A little bit of warmth at times, but it's just not coming our way at the moment. We just have to be patient, hopefully, in the next month or two, but it might be delayed spring this year, I think.
Okay.
Looks likely.
It's going to be worth the wait, though, when we get there, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, it will be, John. We'll get there eventually, but it's a bit patient, that's all.
Okay, so Simon, what's happening on the YouTube channel at the moment, then? Simon A.G. Evans on YouTube. We know you're posting videos right, left and centre, so what's going on at the moment on that?
Well, I've got videos on there of my walk across the North Downs last week. I haven't got a video on there about the eclipse. I've got a video on there next week's extreme, gracious, warm temperature of 23 Celsius, which I think might happen next week, but it's forecasted to change as usual. I've only got next week's extreme pedimentary. I've got lots of videos on here. I've got one about the weather in Guildford, a sea embedded thunderstorm over Guildford Odeon. I've even got one of it being very unsettled in Woking Town. I've got so many videos. I've even got one about a slug. Slugs do swim in water now. They are exactly climate change. They are water resistant. Yes, they swim in water, John. I'm not joking.
I've just got visions of a swimming pool full of slugs. Sluggy paddle.
Yeah, they're not nice. I've eaten my sunflowers. Damn slug repellent. But the slug repellent is environmentally friendly, so it doesn't kill them. It just puts a nasty foam to them, so it won't hurt them or kill the birds.
Okay. Yeah.
But I've had no choice. I really don't like it, but it's such a mild winter this year, John Andrews. It's been actually horrendous. It's not surprising. It's all down to climate change.
Yeah. Climate change. We'll see. We've talked about it a lot, and we're starting to see the effects of it, aren't we?
Definitely.
Okay, so it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Are you up to anything exciting for the rest of this Sunday?
I've got to get my bath and a clean, I've got to do a few chores, and nothing too exciting today, basically.
Well,
I'm just staying in, basically.
Have fun with the chores. That's always a Sunday thing to do, isn't it? So have fun with that. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, John. Bye, everyone.
Thanks,
Simon.
Bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, Simon A.G. Evans. Check that out.
Don't forget that.
No, we can't forget that. Cheers, mate.
Thanks, Simon. Bye.
Bye.
There we go. Simon A.G. Evans on YouTube. If you want to check out what Simon gets up to, it's